Next question is Michael Bulaich, Bulaich. That's a consultation requested by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History: patient is a 77-year-old with a history of atrial fibrillation period. Patient complaining of shortness of breath, dizziness. On the shortness of breath with the palpitation period. Patient underwent loop recording implantation that showed episodes of atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Because of patient's symptomatic atrial fibrillation, patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication. Atorvastatin 20 mg daily, calcium, multivitamins, metoprolol 25 mg 3 times daily, amiodarone, LKS period, allergies, non-allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denervation, weight gain, weight loss, navision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis on examination, blood pressure, 130 over 67, blood pressure 61, respiration 16, weight is 205 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 over 6 systole murmur, head of the sternum border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, balls, some extremity, no edema. Click impression number 1, atrial fibrillation recommendation. Patient has atrial fibrillation in spite of medical therapy period. Patient is also quite symptomatic period. Discuss with patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. The patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometime need more than one procedure period. Consultation date is 7/20/122. Please indicate to Dr. Michael Kruger.